Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Macabreverse, Season 1, Episode 2.
Hi, I'm Sage GC, your host and GM for this series. On last week's episode, drifter Dallas Porter and his 7-year-old daughter Catherine barely escaped a Ravager conflict. Kathy was wounded badly, and their only hope was the island called Angel. The rumor turned out mostly true, but the society is in a crisis. Their leader, Proctor Bayless, has given Darby McManus, the resident trader, and Sammy Tombstone, resident medic, a list of essentials to start a caravan to leave the island and migrate south. They sailed to a nearby city, but then a drifter stole one of their rafts. Our adventurers chased him down and shot him, and on his deathbed, he revealed he had a son named Michael somewhere in the city, age 14. They also encountered Angel Island's missing hunter, CD, who revealed that he's since become a Ravager and now works for Michael. Darby convinced CD to leave the Ravagers, but he's not going to do it without bringing back some spoils for the caravan. The four of them are headed to the top of Ravager Tower, hoping to play off as CD's hostages. But Ravagers aren't as dumb as they look. Or are they?
Well, this is pretty nice.
Oh my... Wow, I've never actually seen one of these move before.
Is this the girl from Eponina?
What?
The song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they got it, but I guess there's some generator down below in the basement. Somehow they were able to get all the water from breaking through the windows, so they have this whole thing under control.
So what are we walking into?
Well, like I told you, there's about 10 to 20 Ravagers up there, and they probably aren't too happy to see people that aren't in the ranks, but you're just going to go on with my plan, all right?
Sure, sure. Can they handle themselves?
What do you mean by that?
Like, are they good with their weapons?
They're Ravagers. Of course they are. That's their job.
Well, I don't know.
20 of them and only 4 of us.
I've had several run-ins with Ravagers, and I'm fine.
I mean, I just recently had a run-in with them. They're a little sloppy.
Your daughter got shot.
It was off a ricochet.
She still got shot.
You have to remind me. Mister, I didn't take the bullet out of my daughter's stomach.
Hey, if you can do a better job, be my guest.
All right, fine.
How could you let that happen to her?
It was a ricochet. I hit her, and it got off a ricochet. The Ravagers were firing all wild about, and I could. There was nothing I could do.
You know what? That's a good point. I trust you. Now, we're getting really close. I need you guys to just play it cool. Act like I'm the coolest guy, and I...
CD? I'm not going to joke right now.
What?
You, hands down, are the coolest guy from Angel.
Oh, that's... Thanks.
You're the hunter.
Yeah. I would go out, kill a bunch of buffalo, I'd bring it back, and you know... Yeah. All right.
Are you like the cool guy here?
Oh, yeah. What's your status here?
Yeah, about that. So the elevator opens, and
bunch of way cooler looking dudes.
Pretty much exactly
everyone's
that.
Everyone's got stunning shades.
You see pikes. There's fucking heads on pikes. There are lots of guns, lots of different types of guns. You've got snipers. You've got really industrial grenade launchers and everything. They're wearing leather. They're covered in blood. They've got all kinds of weird spikes. They've got war paint. And you're feeling the up high skyscraper air breezing over you as we step out of the elevator shaft. I'm sorry, like a what?
It's like a tailgate party at a Raider game.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
What's a Raider?
Damn, they're all covered.
Not important.
Do you see that guy? He's all covered, like half his face is in silver paint and the other half is in black.
Of course, he's wearing a Darth Vader mask.
Hey, what? Hey, keep it. What did I say about keeping it down?
I can hear Hell's Bells by AC/DC in the background.
What? Keep it down. What did I say about playing it cool, all right?
I'm sorry.
I understand they're dressed to impress, but you gotta keep it cool.
How does he see in that thing?
Wow. These... Okay, all right. I'm not going to lie. These Ravagers look twice as scary as the ones I encountered at Candlestick.
This is the local capital, all right? Local capital. We take one step out of the elevator shaft, and we walk through a whole...
Darby, are you okay? Are you gonna do this?
Darby's still standing in the elevator.
So super uncomfortable.
CD goes back to him and says, Michael, one sec. He runs back to Darby. All immediately, CD looks like he has no idea what the hell he's doing.
And you should probably take my rifle.
I thought you were gonna be able to do this. It's your unlucky day.
But is it cool if I walk in carrying a rifle?
Just, I'm gonna use it as leverage. Like, I let you guys have your guns because I know I can trust you.
All right.
Oh, that's a good plan.
What are you doing? You thought you'd just stay put. Everybody's staring at us. Okay, all right.
Hi.
Darby, Darby, stop crying. I believe in you.
I'm fine.
Hey, just actually, stop. Real nervous.
And this
I
is the GM talking. I'm gonna promote Darby to, you're no longer abysmal. Confidence, you're actually bad because you did a great job on your confrontation with CD.
Oh, good.
Woo! You have gold star class, baby.
Guys, I just want to take this moment to say I couldn't have done it without Macho Man Randy Savage in my corner.
Darby, can you do this?
I'm feeling a bit more confident.
All right, good.
So we all. Once again, to take our steps out of the elevator shaft.
In unison.
All the Ravagers are just have their guns oddly, like, it's like can't tell if they need to point or if, like, they're just really confused. And we hear all the way at the edge as we're walking through two columns.
What's up, my Ravager? Hey, what's up, my Ravager?
Darby, don't do that. That's not how you talk to them. That's just keep it down. See? They're angry. Just don't talk to them.
I just put up a power fist.
Howdy, y'all. How's it going?
Dallas, stop it. See what Sammy's doing?
Just keep him down, guys.
He's shaking in his boots.
Let CD do the talking.
You're so scared right now.
Shh. Look at all of them. You see those masks they got? That Darth Vader mask?
Who are the outsiders?
Hello, young Michael. Your majesty, these are a couple of hostages.
Hold on. What's your name? It doesn't matter what your name is. You are outsiders. What is your business in my kingdom? This local troop 423 of the Ravagers.
You guys have numbers?
Look at all the badges he has.
Young Michael, I have brought you some hostages.
Hostages. Great. They'll go well with all the other hostages we have.
That's right. With the one guy over there behind the barbed wire, they'll keep him company.
Shut up!
Don't put us in the dumb cage.
He's not dumb. He's just not a little dumb. Slow. There's a difference. Now, where did you find these hostages?
Well, I was just doing some scouting in the skyscraper right over there, and they were poking about, and they tried to rob me.
He took us down so quick.
Darby.
Oh, man, he got us so bad. He put me right in my place.
We were surrounding him, and then he threw, like, three machine gun fast punches and knocked us all in the face.
That's right.
And then he struck down my confidence with his words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's real good.
That's why they call me CD.
He didn't even have to kick anyone in the crotch.
Confident and demanding.
That one speaks? Holy... Wow!
Oh, yeah. He usually hides behind his gas mask, but he puts up a good fight, but he's on our side, all right? There's still hostages. There's still hostages. Don't give me that look. Don't worry. I'm not trying to... I know I'm a recruit. I'm not trying to bring any more new recruits. I'm just looking to, just embellish the prisoner cage.
Make your mark. I understand. Yeah. Well, CD, you've done well. Thank you.
He should probably get, like, three badges.
For each
of us.
What's your name?
Does it matter?
Still doesn't matter. I will decide who gets what badges when. Now, you three, get in the cage with that dumb guy.
Do we have to?
Yes, you're hostages. Now, there's little... What don't you get about this? It's a simple concept.
Can we vote on it?
No! You can vote on whatever you please in the cage that that pertains to the cage. This out here is no democracy.
Sammy, I'm gonna say this right now. Shut up and listen to him.
Fine.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
You're a great leader, and we should all listen to you.
All right! I'm gonna escort them over to the cage. Thank you so much, young Michael, your majesty. And the party of four.
You're welcome.
crosses over to the upper right corner, facing inward from the elevator shaft, where there's a surrounding barbed wire section. There's one guy in there. He looks very sad and hungry. And he's not saying much. CD escorts them inside, and they all sit down, and he leans in.
Okay, you're doing good so far.
Thank you.
Now, please don't get cocky, okay?
Should we give you our guns yet?
Yes. Good idea.
Can I keep my bowie knife?
I can't hold all of them is the thing. So maybe just hold on to them.
Hold on.
You're really lucky that they didn't take them. I'm super surprised that Michael didn't notice anything. Now just...
We just dazzled him.
Did a good job. Okay? Okay? I'm surprised that my nuts aren't freaking on the floor right now. All I need to... And that's not... Okay. Stop looking at me like that. All right? I'm really nervous. Look, just... Whatever you do...
Is that thing that they did with the broken stick again?
No, stop talking to...
CD! Did you check them for weapons? If not, I'll have your nuts on the floor!
Oh, that's a real thing over here.
You should be taking our weapons now.
Damn it.
Hey, you, other guy, do you have any weapons?
Leave me alone.
What's your name?
Bill!
Oh, God.
You look at Bill.
I feel like his name was William, but he lost most of his name.
You look at Bill, and he clearly hasn't eaten in, like, several days. They've stripped him of most of his clothes, and he doesn't have a gun. There's one guard standing outside of this barbed wire area, but he's kind of minding his own business.
Look, all I ask... Under no circumstances.
He's telling you guys this as he's taking each one of your guns, and he's holding them very much like somebody carrying too many dishes in the cook's kitchen.
just under no circumstances should you mention the drifter you killed his father. You got that?
Should we just shoot everyone right now?
Oh, what the fuck are you thinking? There's like 12 of them.
You mean that guy who I killed and stabbed?
Shh.
Him?
Yes, him.
Oh.
I'm sorry. They have a lot of guns, so I'm just...
He's verbally breaking us down.
You mean to take all our weapons?
Even our mental ones.
Okay. Sammy?
Yeah?
Don't you fuck this up.
Oh, I won't fuck it up. Don't you worry. What is the next step here?
Well, you hang out here. I'm going to try to get some food and distract some guys. All right? Just play it cool, and I'll come back in a couple minutes.
Yeah, now that you've got us in a prison, how are we getting out?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, I'll have to think about that.
You didn't think this through?
I gotta bring this over. Okay, see ya. And he hustles away with all your guns, barely holding on to them because there's so many. Okay. And he starts handing them to some guards that are near young Michael, and they're putting them by his throne area. And we cut back.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't know. I don't know about CD's plan, guys.
I'm starting to think that he doesn't have a plan.
I think so. I think we might be on our own here.
He used to be the coolest guy at Angel?
We should have just left.
We should have killed him.
A little late now.
No, I don't want to kill him. He's cool. When he's not being a Ravager.
Well, I mean, I've only known him as a Ravager, and right now he kind of seems like a little bit of a dope.
He's not really a Ravager, though. He's kind of like a poser. He's like that guy who hangs out with all the cool kids, and he's sort of like, he thinks he's a cool kid by association.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Like, look at him over there. He, like, it looks like he tried to make the same outfit, but he only used the clothes that he still got at, like, the store.
It's like a black version of Michael Jackson's Thriller costume. Way too symmetrical. Not enough spikes or shoulder pads.
No, not at all.
There's next to no blood on his outfit. Look at everyone else.
I know every single band that's on his jacket.
I'm gonna actually make you roll for intelligence. There's no way you know about Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You don't know my magazine.
Look at those mom jeans he's got on.
There's no way you know what a mom is nowadays. Okay, so one more try. Is that the one try?
Oh, you're at 100, so you're good. One more. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Boom, one, baby. One. I know who Michael Jackson is.
All right. Darby is a magazine collector. Back at Angel, he's got so many relics of pop culture. Most people go to him as kind of like hey, tell me a story about the old world.
Some sort of shitty librarian.
Not even that. It's more just like the shitty, you know, like an internet guy. Like the
shitty internet. He's the shitty tier. He's TMZ.
He's got the trivia thing down. You know, he knows about pop culture, but he's not really into it.
He's got a CD collection.
Pop culture that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Popped culture.
Okay, so I'm gonna have Sammy roll for perception.
Oh, thank God.
See what Sammy can see.
Four more. Three more. I'll take two.
Two. So,
what's Sammy see?
From behind the barbed wire, Sammy looks up. There's this tiny peak, and you saw that earlier. That's where young Michael hangs out, and he's got about four guards to his right and left, two on each side, and he's got a lot of supplies behind him, and he sits on this really weird-looking throne that he probably found somewhere and had somebody carry over. And to the furthest, the opposite corner of you guys, so upper left, coming in from the elevator, there is a room. Only the two guards that are on that shelf are guarding that, so you could get inside, maybe without being noticed. Next to this room that's on the upper left, to the lower left, it looks like there's like this hallway. It goes down some steps a little bit, and there's definitely some guards on that side. You see there's three guards kind of covering the whole wall, but there's an entrance that you could get through. And it looks like they have some stockpile in the lower right. So, consult yourselves.
So, like I was saying, I don't know about CD.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to work on our own here.
He's even wearing one glove. I think he's got the vitiligo.
Oh my God, you really think so? Oh, jeez. Is he starting to turn black?
No.
Re-vitiligo.
Re-vitiligo.
All right, slippery slope here. Let's see.
Wait, I'm confused. You know that I'm colorblind.
So what did Sammy see? Why doesn't he tell the party?
All right, guys.
Sammy, hey.
Yes, yeah, what?
What are you staring at?
Oh, yeah. See that room up there to the upper left? I can see it. Don't you worry.
Seeing it.
There's two guards up there. And I'm thinking if one of us acts as a distraction, the other two could sneak up there and see what's in that room. Maybe get some weapons of some sort.
Can we get out of this little pig pen?
There's only one way in and out. But
it's not like chained or anything.
No, there is an entrance. Like there's no gate. There's just a guard standing kind of like outside.
So maybe we can get Bill and use him as a distraction somehow.
Well, I still have my tomahawk.
They didn't take that away from you?
No. He just took my big rifle.
I still have my boot knife.
Oh, they took my scalpel away.
Well, it's because you just keep it right on your belt. You put it in your front. You have one on your belt and you have one in your front pocket. You don't think they're going to see that?
Well, you never know when I need them. I got to have them ready.
I keep mine in my jacket like James Bond.
Oh, that's cool.
Who's
James Bond?
No, never mind.
I'm actually going to have young Michael roll. This is going to be for perception, mental trait. I'm going to have you roll a D10. 9. Yeah, you don't hear anything they're saying.
I'm so in my own world.
What is Mikey doing right now?
Mikey is in Angel, and he's guarding Kathy.
What is young Michael doing? Young Michael is
very angstily looking out in the distance on up top the skyscraper.
Does he have like his one foot on something?
Yes. And you see his black leather jacket kind of waving in the wind a little bit. It's
right.
A duster, yes.
He only stares in that direction because he knows that the wind blows towards him.
Exactly. It's more towards the ocean. And so he feels, you know,
the ocean towards the west?
Correct. Ah. So what would you like to do?
Let's go talk to Bill.
All right.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Charisma.
From who?
For whom?
Not me.
Whoever is going to have the first initiation.
I got it. Done.
Yeah, two?
Two.
Keeping the two? Okay.
Yeah.
Stop laughing at me.
God, he seems so dumb.
I'm sorry. You look just in this Oakland Raiders shirt, and you're so tall. Got one weird eye. Can you say hey you guys for me?
No! Fuck you!
Whoa. Hey there, buddy. Hey there.
Do you want some chocolate?
It's alright. I start kind of like curdling him and starting to pet him a little bit on the head.
like a dog.
Like shh. It's alright.
I give him. I break him off a little piece of a Kit Kat bar.
You have Kit Kats in your inventory?
He just wrote it.
Do you, Greg?
I wrote food.
Covers Kit Kats.
Come on, I already wrote grappling hooks and duct tape.
But you're going to have less food.
I have like an emergency chocolate bar for every outing.
Never, but at the end of the
just
day,
like an American
at
soldier,
the end of the
World
day,
War II.
I will be checking all your guys' inventory to see if you can survive the day or you get a penalty.
Now, do you want the Kit Kat bar or not?
No, chocolate!
Just a piece.
I like chocolate.
Shh. It's all right there, buddy. It's all right, Bob.
So I break him off a piece
just
of my
slowly
Kit
petting
Kat
his bald
bar.
Scalp.
I'm just petting him. Just, it's okay. Now, we just want to talk to you a little bit. All right? Just want to listen.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Darby.
What? Do you want me to kiss him?
No.
I'm going to have you. Let's have you roll for
intimacy.
I was going to go. Well,
he rolls a
D20
on
you. What do you think you should roll for like caressing someone?
Charm.
Okay.
Two.
Tight. Ooh. You're doing a great job.
He's into it.
You and charm? Kathy used to have a pet dog.
You guys need to get out of here.
Oh, okay. Bye.
What? No. I don't want to.
We're trying to get out of here.
Here's the thing about that is that we are gonna get out of here, and you're gonna get out of here too.
What?
Yeah, you just gotta do exactly what we tell you to.
Okay.
Now, you see that fellow right over there, who's guarding our nice little pen here?
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Yeah, you hate him.
He thinks we have a consensual, platonic, hostage-to-hostage relationship, but I think it's more of a one-way street.
No, don't.
Why are you guys making signals to each other?
I'm sorry, we're just talking with our eyes.
How do you do that? I only have one eye.
That's okay, shh.
The other one counts just because you can't see out of it.
This is what I want you to do, is that you're going to go up to him.
What are you doing with that? Why is he fondling a stick of dynamite? Why do you have that?
So you still have the stick of dynamite?
That's what we're going to use.
What?
Take this stick of dynamite. It's actually a candle.
It's a sparkler.
Yeah. And okay. Take this lighter.
To convince him.
Are we creating a suicide bomber?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
We're going to send him
just
out.
Checking.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's a candle.
Episode 2?
You're going to have to roll.
Episode 2.
Okay, if you really want to convince him to that stick of dynamite, your one stick of dynamite is a candle. Charisma and cunning, and it's going to be a plus 1.
Can I help him since I'm like the one who's like charming him and petting him and
we'll
stuff?
We'll see on how his rolls go.
Charisma and cunning?
Yes. Call him out as you roll him.
Ooh, that's a pretty sweet. That's all successes.
You've got 3 more tries, though.
According to this more piece tries? Of paper, that's great.
Yeah, I would stick with that.
But I can get it better on this one.
And
better.
He's the one who wrote this
but
paper.
But Zach is a gambler.
I am a gambler.
I know Zach very
but
well.
You already,
I got 3 more.
But you already won.
He doesn't know when to fold them.
No, because I can also help you.
I want more.
I can also help you. Oh, God.
I
got the 2.
I got 2.
Oh,
see?
3 and 2?
Yeah.
Okay. So He does trust you in your plan, and you're able to cradle it in a way that looks like you hold out your palms, and it's balancing a little bit on there, and you're about to drop it, and then you catch it, and you're like, it's a candle, yeah?
Yeah, it's a candle. All you gotta do is walk out there with this, and then we'll be amazed, and we can all sneak by.
And what you're gonna do is that you're gonna go to him, You're gonna give him a big old bear hug. You're gonna squeeze him as tight as you can.
Young Michael?
Go up to young Michael and give it to him as a
young
gift.
Young Michael?
Wait. I want you to just think about that real quick. You guys, come here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bill, step back for a second. Team meeting.
Yeah. All right. So are we having him hug the guy who's guarding us right now? Or are we having him hug young Michael?
Let's just have him run straight out and get as far as he can. If he can get to Michael, great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
at least a distraction.
All right. On three. One, two, three. Break.
Young Michael, roll for perception to see if you heard them and their break. 4. You think you did.
Hey, you hostages.
Yeah?
What'd you just say?
Oh, you nothing? Said break.
You don't get breaks. You're hostages.
Sorry, we're new to this.
I don't get what's so fucking complicated about this.
Who does your hair? It looks great.
Did you dye that yourself?
He gives us even scowlier scowl.
You sound like a bunch of guys that want their nuts on the floor.
What if we're into that?
I imagine being 14, he doesn't know how to handle such a direct
proposition. You guys are weird. I'm going to go over here for a while. I'm going to send some around.
Actually, young Michael is a very confident guy.
Yeah.
But not in the confidence as in he really knows what he's doing. He's just arrogant and mad.
Right.
So I'm going to be rolling a d6 for confidence as a defensive measure against Darby's really good charisma.
4.
Again, you think you're better than him, but you're not certain. You're
you know what? Sure. I think I'm better than you. And you.
I believe it. But, you're dressed way cooler
than I am.
But
he doesn't look at Sammy for some reason.
Oh, I know I'm better than you. Oh, you're like Bill.
I'm the doctor. Don't even dare compare me to Bill.
Oh, my God. All right. Sammy?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this again. Shut the hell up and listen to him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's the coolest person here.
That's very true.
Right after
I am super fucking cool. Look at my duster.
The one that's flowing in the wind?
Exactly.
As you look out at the ocean?
Exactly.
The setting sun?
That's right.
Have you ever shot into the sunset? It's cool as shit.
No, I haven't.
You should probably go and try that. You took perfect time right now.
Hey, guard. Hey, guard.
Yeah, what's up?
Let the one out.
What, the scrawny-looking one with the weird bowler hat and the red face?
Yes?
That's Darby.
Yes! Oh.
They're talking about Bill.
But watch him.
Okay, all right. Hey, little man, come on out.
Thank you, average-sized man.
Darby. You're welcome.
There's nothing weird about you.
All right.
Guys, it's been cool.
Hey. We're going to send him out there. You got to run as soon as he comes
out. Hey, shut up. I know.
All right.
And you, guard.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that bandana?
I changed my mind, you know.
Go.
Hello.
So Darby crosses over to the peak. I don't know. What is it called? The balcony. It's looking like a balcony. And he looks out and the sun.
I spit off the edge.
The sun is setting. He spits off the edge and you see it just lands into some water. It travels. You don't know the whole city's. Not underwater, but a good portion of the portion you guys are
it's
in.
Like water world.
Got it.
When they go into the city, and the buildings are sticking up out of the water.
Like Kevin Costner's Water World.
But it's not that extreme. It's just in this world, you got your characters don't know this exact information, but the sea level is about 20 meters higher, which is quite a bit.
Got it.
But in hilly areas, it's all right. It's pretty much the same. So, you guys look over the peak, and you feel a breeze going along, and the sun is setting, and it's starting to get dark, and it's very foggy, so you can't see that far. But
quick,
you can't
shoot!
Here.
The sun's about to set!
Okay, so just point it out and shoot?
Yeah, just put your foot up on the edge and fucking shoot at the sunset and scream something.
We cut to Sammy and Dallas, who are freaking the hell out.
All right. Bob. Shh, Bob. Bob,
Bill,
Bob, whoever
I'm
you are.
So confused.
Shh, it's all right. Now, what I want you to do is that as soon as you hear him fire another shot, I want you to take that candle and I want you to run up to him, give him a big old bear hug, and try to squeeze him as hard as you can.
To young Michael?
Yeah.
He'll love it. You give him the candle?
Young Michael's mean.
He'll set you free.
Young Michael's mean.
We talked to him.
He took my eye.
Oh, he's going to give it back to
he
you.
He took my eye and he ate it.
No.
In front of me.
He's going to give it back
he
to you.
He ate my eyeball. I don't want it back. There's only one way of get it back. I don't want it back.
You're going to give him the candle? And that's it, all right?
Get pink eye.
Okay, now
Dallas,
ready?
You're gonna have to roll. roll charisma and cunning, and it's gonna be plus one.
Which way to the bathroom?
Well, I usually just pee off the side.
No, I'll pee off a different side.
All right.
I don't want to piss into the wind and get in your way. I'm not cool enough to piss into the wind.
All right, but I'm gonna have to send the guard with you, so you don't, you know, try any funny stuff with your, donger.
Fine.
All right. Go to the bathroom. But guard, go with him. Make sure he doesn't do any funny stuff.
You want me to take him to the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's all the way. All right. Here we go. And they start walking towards the elevator shaft.
Is the guard CD?
No, but you pass CD. He comes out of the room that is on the bottom left corner. And he sees you with the guard and he goes... He just opens his eyes really wide, and he shifts his eyes back and forth, asking with his eyes, what the fuck just, what are you doing? What is going on?
I say, what's up, my Ravager?
What? What does that even mean?
Hey, I'm with it. Don't worry.
Do you two know each other, or?
He's the guy who brought us in.
Yeah, we met. Okay.
Do you guys know each other?
No, we've never talked.
Oh, CD, this is my guard. My guard, this is CD.
Hello. Okay, this is weird.
Do you
weird.
Have a name?
How are you, Darby? Okay. Hey, buddy, can I talk to my hostage really quick? And I will roll for CD. He does not have very good charisma. I see you got two and two, which is good. Ooh, he got a 10. That's not good. The guard's like, hey, look, buddy, I have direct orders from young Michael to take this guy...
Darby,
downstairs to the bathroom.
I put my hand out to shake.
And they shake hands.
That's a good handshake.
Oh, thank you. I like this guy. CD, you're a fucking loser.
And they go into the elevator.
I shrug at CD.
And he just starts freaking out, shaking his head, and he runs over to the prisoner area.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Did you see Darby leave down the elevator?
Yeah.
Is
he ditching you or what?
No, we got a plan. Don't you worry.
What the fuck is your plan?
Just stay away from young Michael.
Why are you holding Bill like that?
Well, so...
I see this.
Do you want to roll for it?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Let's do a D10 for perception. 8. You don't.
shooting
you're just still peeing off the edge and shooting that kid.
you're peeing also?
Peeing and shooting. You got your dick in one hand and a gun in another hand. All right.
I'm the king of the world!
All right, so what the hell?
The wind.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to edit this.
There's like a draft that comes up buildings too.
Let's get rid of the face a little bit.
This is less cool than I thought it was gonna be.
We're going back to the plan.
What plan?
So this is what we're gonna do. Is that we're gonna say, Bill, can you go over in the corner? We have another little team.
I will hug my candle.
Just don't light it yet, Bill.
All right, good. No, we got
light it.
No,
with this lighter.
Give me the lighter.
Light candle.
I took the lighter out of his hand.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right, go hug the candle.
I want fire back.
You'll get fire back.
Critical. Don't you worry.
All right, go in the corner.
Okay,
thank you.
Hug candle.
All right, now, CD, look at me, stay with me.
What the fuck is going on, man?
Listen, all right, this is what we're going to do.
I thought we were going to take stuff and get out of here, like, safely.
This is what we're doing.
That's a stick of fucking dynamite.
Do you have a way for us to get out safely? Because I don't see a plan right now that you have.
You guys!
I just found a bunch of water.
How do we get the water?
Four canteens.
You guys.
And two mobile purifiers.
Shut the fuck up. I got the plan.
What's the plan then, Dallas?
We're not going to waste the dynamite. We're going to send Bill out there. He's gonna act like he's gonna kill young Michael.
You look over to Bill, and he is cradling the shit out of that dynamite. He is holding it like the one teddy bear a poor kid got throughout his entire childhood. And they lost their home. They don't have food most nights, but he always has the teddy bear. And that is now the candle to Bill.
Speaking from experience, Sage, please contribute to our Patreon.
Now, we're gonna send Bill out there. He's gonna run, and he's gonna try to suicide bomb Michael. But
I thought you just said we're not going to use this stick of dynamite. But Dallas, okay, you know what? Remember when I called you stupid?
I hate you just a little bit.
Okay,
just let me finish.
Let's
the
just
plan.
Decide right now. What is it? Stick of dynamite. Bill has it.
He's going to be running towards him. He's going to act like he's going to kill him, and then we're going to kill Mike. We're going to kill Bill.
He CD looks over towards it.
We're going to kill Bill, and we're going to gain Michael's trust.
CD looks over to young Michael, who's still looking out and shooting his gun, and he's just like, "Fucking plebes!" All right, we're still cool. We're still cool. Michael's distracted, and it looks like I'm scolding you. All right,
ain't that a good
just
plan?
Just go along with it. See, Sammy, throw yourself on the ground. Look like you're getting beat up.
You gotta beat me up, actually. How do I look?
You, no, I don't want to hit you. Just fall on the ground.
Okay.
And you want to roll high for this. I'm going to have you roll might. And might and endurance.
Yeah, those are good for me. Or bad for me.
Roll that 12 again. No, the 4 was fine.
3. Ooh, I'm trying to get high.
Oh.
Because if he does a good job, he'll hurt himself.
Yes. Okay. Do I have one more roll?
Yep.
4 and a 12.
You throw yourself on the floor pretty hard. But Sammy has some undergarments under his lab coat that protects him. That's why he feels really good out in the wasteland. He hasn't been left Angel very many times, but that's because he thinks ahead. He's a smart guy, and he can take the fall. So, stick a dynamite.
Yeah.
Why don't we light it and just have him blow Michael up? That's even better.
No, because we have to. If we blow him up, then all the other Ravagers are going to kill Darby.
We cut back to Darby.
No way. I can pee way further away from the toilet seat than you.
All right. If this is some kind of game, then I'm fucking in. God damn it. Let's do it. All right.
I pull out a piece of the Kit Kat bar.
What do you got to bet?
He pulls out a key.
Fudge. What does that go to?
Our food stock.
No way.
Yep.
All right. All right.
If you can do it.
Oh, all people can do
it. Alright, let's fucking go for it, bitch.
Alright, whip it out.
And they do.
Right, we're gonna send him out there and we're gonna kill him. I still have my boot knife, I'm gonna kill him.
So Sammy wants to blow
Sammy
him
wants
up.
To blow him up.
And Dallas wants to.
I wanna kill Bill to gain Michael's affection.
Okay. Well, Sandbox, I can't tell you guys what to do. Is it, you got to talk about it.
I'm telling you, it's a better idea if we do it this way. Because, one, we didn't waste a stick of dynamite.
That is
Two,
true.
We get in good with the Ravagers. Three, we don't have Darby get killed by everybody else.
What are we rolling for, Pete?
So the game is to see how far you can...
Who can be the furthest away, just like little kids.
From the stalls? Yeah. Okay. What do you think? Probably agility, yeah?
Agility?
Or
agility.
Yeah. How agile is his dick?
Well, it's more like dexterity, reflexes, like or perception.
I think it should be endurance. You got to keep up quite a stream.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna right. Endurance.
What correlates perception. Best to a prostate check?
All right, what are you rolling?
I'm rolling my perception.
He's gonna roll.
It's about accuracy.
He's a guard. Actually, he was doing a bad job. I will downgrade him 1 point. No, what'd you roll,
it
motherfucker?
It was a 5.
Wait, did you roll the gambling? You get this.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get 4 more tries.
3 more.
3 more tries. No, 5 more. Oh,
what?
Wait, 3 more, 3 more.
You're at 100, yeah. You
get... Oh, so 4 more.
One day we'll learn this
Boom.
Game.
Oh, right.
He got the 1. Got a 1. All right. He got an 8, so that's not good. So, there's 2 stalls. It's a very, very dirty, gross bathroom. But the toilets still work somehow. It's crazy. They have this whole thing figured out in this tower. And we see the 2 stalls, and there's 2 guys in there, Darby and the guard, and they're backing up one step at a time. And suddenly
I'm sitting on the freaking sink.
Darby's leaning against the mirror and he's got one hand in the air and he says
hot dogging it.
Meanwhile, guard guy trips on a piece of plywood falls back, hits his head on the sink, and gets piss all over himself. And then he's holding it, and it hurts, and he's freaking out. Shit, damn it! Oh, I'm embarrassed! Oh, shit! Fuck!
I start getting wads of wet paper towels. I start passing them to him.
Thank you. Damn it. Do I have to really give you the key?
Yeah, go give me the fucking key.
Young Michael's gonna fucking kill me.
I break him off like a little inch long piece of the Kit Kat bar, and I toss it to him.
What do you want me to give this to young Michael? He's gonna fuck me up.
You're gonna eat that.
He punches the mirror and it breaks.
Oh, that's not good for 7 years.
What is it? What are you talking about?
Okay, so I read in the magazine.
Right, so fine, we'll go with your plan.
Great, all right. Bill, it's time.
It's candle time.
Candle time, Bill.
It's candle time.
So you know the plan, right?
Uh-huh.
I want you to, when you get out there, I want you to close your eyes and just, I don't want you to close your eyes. I want you to run right towards Michael, okay?
Give him a hug
and just say, Michael, I'm going to hug you.
Okay.
He grasps the candle, the stick of dynamite, and he looks towards Michael and he takes in a deep breath. He looks to the drawbridge and there's a couple of guards coming up. And they have somebody in custody. A very attractive woman with a bag of books and a red scarf. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to binge listen to the whole season right now, consider supporting us on Patreon. We have some cool rewards for you, such as secret episodes, and we really want to keep the production value up. You can also drop us a positive review on iTunes or consider buying the soundtrack on Bandcamp. Anything helps. If you're looking to connect, visit us at 20sidedstories.com. Shout out to our most recent Patreon supporters, Daniel Battiali, I think that's right. Colleen O'Keefe, Tracy Daly, Michael Morgan, and Scout Decker. Thank you so much. Dallas Porter was played by Garrett Reasoner. Darby McManus was played by Greg Reasoner. Sammy Tombstone was played by Zach Daly. Young Michael was played by guest Travis Reeves. And all the editing and music was done by myself, Sage GC. Oh, and you may have heard a feminine voice in the background at some points. That was Jessica Dahlgren. She's our guest next week. You'll never guess who she plays. See you then.